FM 90.3 WJTL, Ellie Holcomb, He Will, Aaron Cole, new artist with Right on Time featuring Toby Mac helping out there, and Sidewalk Prophets, you can have me. Good morning, Fred and Rick with you at 620.
And weather-wise today, cloudy, chance of rain this morning, then becoming mostly sunny with a breezy high of 49. Tonight, clear, windy, cold, low 27. Thanksgiving Day, sunshine, high 43. And Friday, sunny with a high of 50. Fred, it's 43 in Lancaster, and the moon phase sounds like something I would eat on Thanksgiving. It's a waxing crescent.
Oh, yeah, very
nice. I like
nice.
Those, the little Pillsbury waxing crescents are delicious.
And I don't feel so bad that I can't remember how many years it's been that Lisa has been going to Water Street, because even she doesn't remember the exact number. Good morning, Lisa Landis.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning, Rick. Yes, it's been a long time, maybe 8 years, 9 years, 10 years. It is my favorite time of the year. We are broadcasting live from the dining hall here at Water Street Mission. I'm here with the president, Jack Crowley. Good morning to you, Jack, and happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Fred. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Good morning, Jack.
And we are ready to roll here. I noticed that it was a large gathering of people here in the dining hall, and it looks like they were maybe praying, and now some of them are eating, and some of them, it looks like, are getting ready to work.
Yeah, our servers are here bright and early, because even though tonight is our great Thanksgiving banquet, we're serving breakfast and lunch for our guests as we normally do. So the volunteers and some of our residents were in early prepping and getting breakfast ready.
Yeah. Speaking of residents, we're going to get to meet some of the residents coming up a little bit later this morning.
Yeah, we're excited for that. So many of our guests are, as they're experiencing life change, they want to share and talk about how God's changed their lives and how the influence of this community investing in them during a hard time has made a difference.
By the way, congrats on the extra give.
Yeah, Friday was a wonderful day. I know it was for JTL as well. All of us and so many of our friends, other nonprofits, had a great day on Friday with the extra give.
Now, I hope a little bit later we get to talk with some of the kitchen staff, because I am feeling that they've been cooking for days and days and days, and I'd love to hear some of the stats of how much they've been making and what they've been making.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work and a lot of time. We're really blessed that actually YTI, York Technical Institute, also helps us with that. So we do about half the cooking here, and they do about half of it for us over at their facilities and then bring it in, because we can't do it all here. That's how much we're going to serve tonight.
Wow. I hope everybody can stay with us this morning. Again, we'll be checking in with Fred and Rick throughout the morning up until about 9 o'clock this morning. Now, for folks listening that want to help and are thinking, oh, I'd love to volunteer today, I understand that you do not need help today, but you need help year-round.
Absolutely. We're already booked up today. We have lots of volunteers signed up and ready to come. But throughout the whole holiday season and all year long, we need volunteers to make this happen. We actually have over 2,000 volunteers, and we have hundreds of volunteer roles. So if you're interested in helping us out, you can go on WSM.org and just click on the volunteer page to learn all about different ways you can help.
All right. Broadcasting live from the dining hall here at Water Street Mission. I'm Lisa Landis. If you want more information, WSM.org. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Jack. And it's wonderful to have you guys there this morning. Coming up, we've got more music for you. New work.